AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The campaigns hit their stride today. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, both campaigning in Ohio. Their planes near each other on the airport tarmac in Cleveland. Clinton running mate Tim Kaine, during a Labor Day event in Pittsburgh, sees the GOP candidate as caring only about one thing.
Donald Trump's got a track record. Everywhere he goes, it's looking out for number one and walking over everybody else.
Trump, after a labor roundtable in Cleveland, met with reporters on his campaign plane. He was asked about the presidential debates, the first of which is 3 weeks from tonight.
And I think it's an important element of what we're doing. I think you have an obligation to do the debates.
Hillary Clinton, who is to attend a Labor Day event in Cleveland at any moment for the first time, asked a number of reporters onto her new campaign plane. President Obama now in Laos for a three-day visit that includes meetings with members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. AP correspondent Mark Smith reports that Obama is also eager to improve ties with Laos.
A younger generation of leaders has signaled Laos would like to follow the example of neighboring Vietnam, which is now a booming U.S. trade and security partner. But narrow, landlocked Laos has a long way to go. For one thing, it's more rural. And its human rights record is, if anything, worse. Independent news media are banned, and government critics sometimes vanish without explanation.
On this Labor Day, thousands of nurses at five Minnesota hospitals are out on strike over health insurance, workplace safety, and staffing. The nurses walked off the job after negotiations with Allina Health broke down over the weekend. Core issue is that the company wants to transition its nurses by 2020 to the same health plans that cover other employees. Those plans have lower premiums but higher deductibles and other out-of-pocket costs. Company says it's bringing in about 1,500 temporary nurses. This is AP Radio News. Gas prices have risen over the past few weeks, but they remain well below what drivers were paying a year ago. Rita Foley has more from the AAA fuel figures.
Americans filling their tanks as they return home from their Labor Day holiday will pay $2.20 a gallon on average, more in the West, $2.69, for example, in California, less in the South, $1.95. The current average is up about 8 cents in a month, but down 21 cents from last Labor Day.
General Motors settles two cases related to its defective ignition switches. The cases, among a number of so-called bellwether cases, testing the legal boundaries of hundreds of claims against GM. Three more cases scheduled to be heard next year. The company recalled 2.6 million small cars around the world 2 years ago to replace defective switches, which were responsible for at least 124 deaths. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.